If you have like a gesher is a bridge, or nefashos, that's like a building you have on top of a kever, a type of a monument you make on top of the kever, like an oil, but there is a shema that lives there. Sheyesh behen beis dira. There is a shema, somebody that lives taking care of the gesher, taking care of the bridge, or somebody living, the tenant of the beis hakvaros, he's living there, and he lives within 70 yamas of the city. Is the halacha moitzien es hamida kinegdon. Since they're the last city, the last place somebody lives in the city, by where their house is, that's where we make the like southern boundary. We take the line straight down from how out their house is, even though the rest of the houses are way far are in. But since they're the last house on the south side, the boundary for the south side of the city, we make a chut, a line going straight down, connected their house. Kinegdon. The yoysen ois, now this is a new halacha now. The yoysen oisa kimin tavlam. We make it like a square, murubas. We make it like a block that's square. Kedeshia niskar es hazovius, that they gain the corners. In other words, we don't just make the city look as if it's round, but we make it, when you make the southern house, the furthest one, we draw the line straight down. And then on the northern side also, the furthest house, draw the line straight down. The west house, draw the line straight down. So you have a corner all the way sticking out. Even though the last house on this corner should be all the way in, still we say no. We make the measurement squared, that you gain the corners, you're allowed to walk there. Rashi v'yotze noise es tatchun miruboyim kedei shei alpayim litzdodim kibiyemtza v'lo yagulim. When we measure now the 2,000 amas that we give you, it's not considered round, but it's considered squared further out. She'elem alpayim biyemtzoyim litzdodim. Hey, mismayitim kedera kol igul, uviem rubas askinen. The case we're talking about, you have a squared city. Now, how do you give the tchum outside the city? We don't just take a radius of 2,000 amas and go all around the city, but again, we make the 2,000 amas outside the city also squared. So there are two types of squaring we're doing in this Mishnah. First, we're squaring out the city itself. We make the city itself to be into a square. The last house sticking out here, we make the tchum here. We make the boundary here. And the house here, we make the boundary here. That's one thing, we square out the city. And then when we give the 2,000 amas, you're allowed to walk outside the city, that's also like squared out. You make 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 this way, and you gain the corners. If you want to walk diagonally, you can walk really more than 2,000 amas out of the city. It comes out to two-fifths more. So that's really 5,000 you could walk. 10,000 you could walk then that way. No, 5,000. Yes, that's the din of the Mishnah. So again, the Yosin Oysa Kimin Tavlo, we make the Tchum like a square, like a block, Murubas that's squared, Kadeshia Niskar es Azovius, that the person should gain the corners. Alright, this is the Kitzur. Mitzvah, we'll see Barich is about these halachas, exactly how we do it, more in the Gemara. Yeah, not today's daf, no two dafs. So the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, so Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Chatoni Ma'avrin. Some say in our Mishnah that it should be like we have the Gersa with an ayin, Ma'avrin. The Chatona won't learn Ma'avrin with an aleph. Not we have with an ayin, there should be Ma'avrin with an aleph. Well, what's the pshat? Mandatoni Ma'avrin with an aleph, it means aver. It means like a limb and a limb. You want to add on to a body, an arm, so you're also adding on to the city. We don't just measure where you are. If you have your aver sticking out, your arm sticking out, you go bossy your arm. Here also, if you have a house sticking out of the city, that house is part of the city. Trashichat toni ma'avrin ba'alif. Aver. Shem oisifin lo averim. We like add on limbs onto the city. Shem yesh aver sheyotzim nir. If you have like an arm going out of the city. The kerem is roch is reinis. Royin kilu aver gam bekerem is roch is reinis. Umaydadin Misham. The same way we had, if a house sticks out on the top corner here, then we look on the other side, we make the string go straight down, as if the other corner also, there's a house sticking out here. So on the north side, the string goes straight down where the city ends. Satsalashu Ma'avrin, you're adding on an aver, like a limb, to the city. Umandatoni Ma'avrin with an ayin. Ki'isha ubra, like a pregnant isha, like you're adding on the child to the isha, here we're adding on a house onto the city. Moraita, Moras HaMachpelah. Pasuk says, Moras HaMachpelah. So Machlokes, Rabu Shmuel, Chadoma Shnei Batim Zelefnim Mizeh. One said that Moras HaMachpelah means there were two houses one inside the other one, like this picture here in Rashi. There's the Pesach Mora, then there's Bayis Techitz on the outside one, then you walk further into the next house, the Bayis Panini. The Chadoma, one says no, Bayis Faliyah. The Maros HaMachpelah was two stories. One story, then an Aliyah on top of it. That was the Maros HaMachpelah. Hez Valiyah Agabo, there was a second story on top of the first story. So Ravishleim Laman Diyoma Zeh Agav Zeh, there was two stories, one on top of another, Hainu Machpelah. That's what it means, like doubled over. A double house is called, there are two floors, it's called doubled over. El Laman Diyoma Shnei Batim Zelef Nim Mizeh, just two rooms, one inside the other, my Machpelah, what does it mean doubled over? It wasn't doubled over. You have one room and an inside room. It's not called Machpelah. And for the Gemara, it means Shekfula Bezugas. It means buried inside the Maros HaMachpelah was doubled, was full of couples. Like we'll soon see. There were four zugos buried there. So Shekfula means it was doubled with zugos buried there. That's why it's called Maros HaMachpelah. But really it was just one room inside another room. So Trashi Maros HaMachpelah. Mishum depligi b'mashmoyes loshin machpelah. Since it's a machlokes now, what does the loshin of machpelah mean? Nokat lahochi. We bring it over here. Mishun the pligin nami belishtin the masnisin. Because we also have machlokes now mishnah. What does it mean? Ma'avrin with an ayin or ma'avrin with an aleph? So we have a machlokes and pshat in the word. We bring down all the machlokes here when we have a pshat in the word. V'chein b'am rofel v'chein b'melech chodesh. The same thing. The next few drushes we have here. It's a shaila how you dash in the words. So that's why it brings it down here, because we have a shalah haradash in the word in our Mishnah of Ma'avrin. Trashi Shnei Batim, Hoyu Bo Zelefnim Mizeh. One house was in front of the next house. Bayis Valiyah, Heve Kfula Vishtei Tikris, it had two roofs. That's why it's called Kfula, it had a double roof, like one on top of another. Avu Shnei Batim, Stam, two houses, L'shayich V'loshin Kfula, there's nothing doubled about it. You have two rooms, it's not called a double, it's not called doubled. It's not like one on top of another. The teretish shekfula bezugus shenikru kulon ish veishtar dainu zug zug. There were couples buried there. The yasiv shoma kavu yasavrom v'yasara v'goymer. His Avrom and Sarah, Yitzchak Rivka, we'll soon see. There were four zugus buried there. That's why it's called Maros HaMachpelah. Right, the pasuk says Mamre Kiryas Arba. Mamre was Kiryas Arba. What does it mean? The Kirya four. Amr Rav Yitzchak Kiryas HaArba zugus. It means it was a city that four zugos were buried there. That's where the Maros HaMachpelah was. Adam v'chava, one. Avram v'sara, two. Yitzchak v'rivka, three. Yaakov v'leis, four. That's why it's called Mamre Kiryas Arba. The four zugos were buried there. Right, the pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayhi b'mei Amrofel. Is Ravu Shmuel, so Machlekes, who was Amrofel? Chadoma Nimrod Shmoy. Really, he was Nimrod. Does everybody hold that Amrofel and Nimrod was the same person? It's a question, what was his Ikka name, and what is just a nickname? So, one says his real name was Nimrod. That was his real name. Why did they call him also Amrofel? He was the one that threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshin Shalesh. That's why the Pasuk also calls him Amrofel. He was Mapel, he threw Avram into the Kivshin Shalesh. But really his name was Nimrod. That's his Zika name. The Chadama one says, no, Amrofel Shemoy. His Zika name was Amrofel. Nimrod. Why does the Pasuk sometimes call him Nimrod? Shehimrod es kol ha'olam kuloi olav v'machusay. He made the whole world be murmured, go rebel against, really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Loshon Saginor, it says he rebelled against himself. Shehimrod es kol ha'olam kuloi olav. He made the whole world rebel against him, the Mahusa upon his Malchus. But really it means he made everybody rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi Olav, it means Kalpe Malus, talking about Kalpe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Shekhinoi Chachomim B'lushoinim. The Chom changed around their Lushin to call it like he was murdered everybody upon himself. But really, Nimrod was that he was murdered, he made everybody rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really his name was Amrofel, just Nimrod is for what he did. Right, the Pasuk in Shmoy says, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. A new Melech stood up, a new Paro. Is Rav Shmuel, Machlokes. Chadoma Chodesh Mamish. The old Paro was Mace, and it's a new Paro now. The Chadoma, it's the exact same Paro that was there before with Yosef. Noshin is Chad Shugzer Yosef. Now he made new Gzeris. Even though before he liked Yosef and he was nice to the Eden, now after Yosef was Nifter, and now he became Beit Nischatshu. After Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, he became Beit Nischatshu Gzer Yosef. He made Beit Gzeris and Klal Yisrael. Man diyom a chodesh mamish, a new king, a new pyro dechsiv, chodesh. Supposed a new one. The old one died, and this is a new one. No, he was the same paro. Just now he became bidder to Klal Yisrael. What's the raya? The person doesn't say that first paro died and then they made a new king. So mashma is the exact same paro that was there before. Just before he liked Klal Yisrael, now he was bidder with them. Well, the man the yomish in ischatshuk zeroisa, hoksiv ashal yodes Yosef. The one that says no, he's the exact same paro. Just he made new gzeres, bad gzeres upon Klal Yisrael. So how does the pasuk say ashal lo yodes Yosef? He did not know Yosef. I this paro the whole time before, the years before, I lived with you. Yosef kept him alive. Yosef was his good friend before. So what do you mean lo yodes Yosef? And the Gemara, Maya ashal lo yoda es Yosef. What does it mean he did not know Yosef? To have a domi command the loyoda le Yosef klal. He made himself now so bitter to Klal Yisrael as if he never knew Yosef. But about it's the exact same power that was there before, just he's changed his whole attitude towards Klal Yisrael. Drash mid loik sir vayomus, ze vayim loik ploini tachtav. It doesn't say first power died, then they made a new power. Mashma's the exact same power. Simin shmein osi yishnai mosu lamadno bedor v'yovin. So it is the Gemara about making simonim, so you have to learn these simonim. In your simonim is remember. They put down simonim to make a bekit so that she remember what you're going to learn. Omer Rav Yechanan, Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Eitzo Rav Yoshia Bribi. He learned 18 days for Rav Yoshia Bribi. Bribi is lost like an Adam Godel. He was at a Godel Hador. Trashi Yoshia Bribi means Adam Godel. Vidari. It's an Adam Godel. V'chol Hecha Dekar Bribi Hoche Prusha. Wherever the Gemara says, Bribi, that means he was a great person. So Rav Yechanan learned for Rav Yoshia for 18 days. And he says, V'lelamarati Mimenu Ela Dovarechet. I only learned one thing from him, the Mishnah Seinu, in our Mishnah. That what? Keitzad Mavrin Esorim, the Aleph. He learns from him that Pshat Nal Mishnah is not the way we have it with the Ayin, no, it's with an Aleph. Should mean Lashin Mavrin with an Aver. What new Aver do we give to the city? And that's all Rabbi Yechanan learned from Rabbi Yechanan in 18 days. So the Gemara, how could that be? Aini, V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yud Beis Talmidim Hoylel Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan himself said there were 12 Talmidim Rabbi Yechanan had. Bribi, Rabbi Bribi, this is Adam God Rabbi Yishiyah, the Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti B'nayim, and I was between them for 18 days. So Poshet's exact same 18 days that he learned Rabbi Yishiyah, he also learned with the Talmidim there. He went to the yeshiva and learned with all the Bochum in the yeshiva. V'lamadati Leiv Kol Echad V'yechad. When I was there for these 18 days, I became close to every single Talmud, and I knew the heart of every single Talmud. V'chochmas Kol Echad V'yechad. And I knew how each one was smarter than the other one. Because he spoke to them in learning, and he knew who was a chochem, who was a chorif. He knew all the milos of all these tamidim. So the kasher is leiv kol echad v'yechad v'chochmas kol echad v'yochem gomar. He learned such chochem as poshi. He spoke in learning with the tamidim that he knew how good each talmud could learn. He knew each one's leiv and each one's kerech chochma. So gomar la gomar. How could he first said he didn't learn any gomara from Rabbi Yishiya, and only learned one thing, and not even a gomara. All he learned was pshat now mishnah. How could that be? If you sat there for 18 days and learned Torah with them, how could it be you only learned one thing in the Mishnah? And Mashma Gemara didn't learn at all. Iboy same one teretz is Minayu Ditu Gomer. Taki from Talmidim he learned. He learned from the Talmidim. Abiminedi Dele Gomer. From the Rebbe, from the Rosh Hashiva, him he didn't learn at all. He didn't learn anything from the Rosh Hashiva. And the Chur will soon see what Hezbr is. How come Rabbi Yechon did not learn from Rabbi Yishiya? The Iboy same another teretz is Dover Echad the Mishnah Seinu Gomer. Just means he only learned one thing in the Mishnah. Or in Brises or in Gemaras, he learned a lot from Rabbi Yishiya. So it could be he learned a lot there. Just the Chiddush in the Mishnah, the Pshat was that Yechon also knew all the Mishnahs before he went to learn by Rabbi Yishiya. So it wasn't any Chiddush to the Mishnah. The only Chiddush he had was in our Mishnah. That you don't read the way we have it with the Ayin, you read it with an Aleph. Yom Rabbi Yechon. Kishayinu Lemdim Torah Eitz Rabbi Yishiya. When I used to learn Torah, when I went to his shir, in his yeshiva, Rabbi Yishiya, Hayinu Yoishvin Abu Abu Biyama. In one Amma, we had four Talmidim squashed together. That's the way we used to sit. And Amma Rebbe, Kishayinu Lemdim Torah Eitz Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua. You know, when I went to yeshiva and I learned Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua, Hayinu Yoishvin Shisha Shisha Biyama. We even sat more squashed together. We sat, six of us sat together in one Amma. That's how close we wanted to get close to the Rebbe, Rashi learns. Rashi says, Shisha Bama, Sheinu Miskarvin Lishmoyim Mipiv, V'dechim Zezer. He used to squash himself to be up right in front near the Rebbe. So he used to squash so close together that six of them would be in one Amma.
Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Now Rabbi Yechanan is masmin now. Rabbi Ishiya beriboy bedoiroi ki Rabbi Meir bedoiroi. Rabbi Ishiya was such a great person, but he was too great for the door. He was like Rabbi Meir was his doiroi. That Ma Rabbi Meir, just like Rabbi Meir, but Ma Rabbi Meir bedoiroi, just like Rabbi Meir in his generation. Lo yochlu chaveru lamad asayv daitoin, the chaverim did not know what he meant. He was too great for them. Af Rabbi Ishiya lo yichlu chaveru lamad asayv daitoin. Who was in Rabbi Ishiya? He was too great for the door, and the people did not understand him. So now, Chudas Pshan before, the first Pshan in the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yechanan was 18 days for Rabbi Ishiya, he only learned one thing from him. That there it says, he didn't understand him. He was too great for Rabbi Ishiya, he couldn't get from him. And that's what we had before Rashi says, Rabbi Meir lo yomdu chaber v'asoyv daitoy, k'dermina perakama shohayu oimer al tomei Torah maraponim. He used to say something we thought was tomei, he would say it was Torah, and he brought riot. And we didn't know if it was right or wrong, we couldn't understand him, he was too great for us. So Amol does such a matzah, the person is too great for his door. Boy, once a Chayim Shalevitz once gave a shmuz like that, everybody thinks, if I would have a kibega for Rebbe right now, I'd be a great person. The Chassam Seif would be here right now, I'd be a great person. Who am I rebbeim now? They don't know so much. I'd rather have the rebbeim from the Friedrich Gador. He said, no, it's not like that. But the Pasuk says, Ein luchel l'kayin sheb yemenu. The Pasuk always says, to bring it to the kayin by yom mehen. Bring to the Kohen you have in your door. Means every generation has his Rosh Hashivas, his Rebbeim that are good for their door. Our Rebbe that was Mefridi Gador, it's not Mucha who will be good for us right now. He'd be too great for us. We wouldn't get from him right now. So he was Nazamo in the time of the Gro. You know, in the time of the Gro, he was Amish and Ilu Otsim. He was the greatest person that was the Gro. And the Mice, he wasn't the Paisik Ador. In his times, he used to go to Noid of Yehuda. He was the one that answered all the Shaos of Chuvis. They didn't have that much from the Gro. The Pshaw was, he was too great. He was like from a Mefridi generation. So such a yisoid is you have to have a Rebbe that's down to earth by you that the Tamidim understand. But here Rabbi Ishiya was bigger, greater than his door, he didn't get from him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Libon shall Rishonim kepiska shaluva. The lave of the Rishonim of the first generation, we'll soon see who it means, which Tanoim, their hearts were open like an ulam. An ulam we had before is 20 yamas wide. I mean, that's how much chokhmah understanding they had in the Torah. The Shalach Reinim, the next generation, Kepischo Shal Hechel. Their minds were not so great anymore. It was only like 10 amas wide. The Hechel was 10 amas wide. Zok Rabbi Yechon V'yonu, and us right now, is Rabbi Yechon saying on himself, Kemolei Nekev Macha Tzitkis. We're like a small hole that this small needle makes. That's how big our hearts are to understanding. Whereas how much darga we went down, every generation went down. Rashi, Sitkius Machet Shetoyfrim Bo Sitke Begodim Vudak Beyoser. A type of a needle that you sew thin Begodim, so the needle is very thin. That's how wide open his heart was. Kids say he didn't understand so much that Rishonim understood. So tomorrow, Rishonim is Rabbi Kiva. He's called Rishonim. His lave was opened up like 40 amas wide. Achronim is Reb Lezer ben Shemua. And he already, next generation went down halfway that they only was open enough like 10 amos. And he could yarmi something like this. Rishonim is Reb Lezer ben Shemua. Achronim is Reb Oishi Brivi. The Onu Kamole Nekev Macha Tzitkis. It goes on the next generation already, that's how small they got. Omer Abaye. The Yanan, us, and now we're holding. Ki Sichta Beguda Ligmara. Ki Sichta Beguda, Sichta is like a peg. Rashi says, you want to knock a small peg into the hole, into a small hole, you have to stretch and push it in there very hard. That's how good we are to Gemara. Now, that's how much we understand Gemara. We have to matzich, work hard and hard until we understand a little bit of the Gemara. That's what Abaye said upon himself. Rashi, kisichta begudu le Gemara, kiyesa like a peg, shenoyetz and oysa bekoysa, you bang it into the wall. The neck of tsar, the hole there is very tight. V'nichnas b'doicha, comes in very b'doicha, very hard. Kachen yichol nonu lohovin ma'ashanu shemim kiyim ma'at ulakushi. Dr. Abaye, he didn't understand too much of the Rebbe taught him, only a little bit, and only working very hard. Omar Rova, v'yanan though, ki etzba v'kiru l'svarim. To understanding Gemara, we're like you want to put your hand in wax. And Rashi says it means hard wax. You want to push your hand in hard wax and the candle doesn't get too far. You can't even indent it too much. Hey, that's how good he was in Svarim and really understanding the Gemara. Is what I say to the emissar pshat in the Gemara to really understand the Svaros and the Gemaras, we don't understand them, it's too much for us. Omer Rabbi Ishiya, Abanan, ki etzbosa bebiwa l'shicha. That year, for forgetting, we're so good at that, it's like putting your finger in a big open pit. How easy does your finger go in? It goes in very easily. That's how good we are for forgetting. Forgetting, we do very good. Now, this is all comparing to the Friedrich Dor, the Dor before. Rashi Kiyetzpa Bevir L'Shichom, Kishem Shetzpa Noyach, Likonis a Piyah Bor, goes in very easy into the Bor, Kach Onu Mihiru L'Shchayach. We forget very fast. Omer Rav Yudu Omer Rav, B'nei Yehuda Shek, Pidu Al L'Shoinim. They're very makbit to talk clearly and to say what they mean is Niskaimu Terosim B'Yodim. They remember their Torah. Torah stood with them. B'nei Galil, Shalai Hek, Pidu Al L'Shoinim. They weren't makbit how they spoke. Is like the sky mutarosim biyodim. They did not remember the Torah. For the Gemara, midi b'kfei the talya milsa. Is it totally how they spoke or not? Like what's it got to do with speaking? Elo b'nei Yehuda de daiki lishna. They were madaik in exact lashon of the Gemara. They were madaik in exact lashon the Rebbe said. Or misnanchi lohu simna. And they put simonim down like signs how to remember the Gemara. So mel the sky mutarosim biyodim. They talk remember the Torah. Of B'nai Galil, the people from Galil, the light daik lishon, they weren't madaik so much exactly what the Rebbe said, to understand the exact lashon the Rebbe said. V'lai nesanchi lohu simno. They didn't put down simonim, reminders, or simonim to remember. Islai neskaimu to rasim biyodim. They didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. Rashi says, the daik lishon, Rashi says, lach ser boise lashon shayushayimim merabin. To say it over, the same lashon they learned from the Rebbe. By a day show you shemim al pi shemua, they used to hear from somebody else, achar, shemua hayu naistin bem simin, zeachazer. They heard one learning after another learning, so they used to put a simin to remind them about the first learning. Umitach kach, show you madatikim beloshin, yoidim laniach simonim, noyim, veinim ishtachim hem. Since they knew good the learning, they knew exactly where to put the simin to chazer, so they used to chazer and know it good. Vashenki b'nei Galil didn't do that. Right, another miles of Gemara, b'nei Yehuda gomro mechod rabba. They learned all their learning from one Rebbe. His mel neskaimu terosim biyodim. They remember their learning. B'nei Galil, the legamri mechad rabba, they didn't learn from one Rebbe. His mel neskaimu terosim biyodim. They didn't remember the learning too good. So Rashi learns, legamri mechad rabba, v'yushoim mizeh, b'loshin zeh, or mizeh b'loshin acher, afo pish shneim echod, shinu loshin mevalvulim mishachon. Even though they're saying the same thing, but if you say them differently, you mavalvu, you mix up your mind, and you forget it. Now, the Esther Stira, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, it's good to learn from a few rebbeim. You shouldn't just have one Rebbe, it's good to learn from a few. They said that pshat is, when you're first learning the Girsa, like in the Gemara's time, they didn't have the Gemara, Torah Shabbatim. It wasn't written down, you had to know it about them. So first, to make sure you understand the claw, exactly what you're learning, you should learn it from one Rebbe. He'll teach you the Girsa exactly the way it is, at least the way his Kabbalah, and you'll have one Kabbalah in the whole Shas. So you should first learn through the whole Shas from one Rebbe. Later, when you want to understand the Svaris, then it's good to go to different rebellion. Because each one says a different Svarah, you'll hear different Svaras from different people, and you become a Chochim yourself. So I said today, Vaisdois Poshi, it's good to have a few rebellion then. Because today, the actual Girsa, we have the Gemara written down already. There's no Shal in the Girsa. So only a Shal had to understand it. So it's not so bad to have a few different pshatim like your Shtai Geistar way. Weiter. Ravina Roma, B'nai Yehuda, De Goli Mesechta, Niskaimu Terosim B'yodim. They used to be Megala, uncover the Mesechta, so they remember, stood by them. What does it mean, they uncovered the Mesechta? So Rashi has two pshatim. The goal of the Mesechta is Rashi, Lomdu Lacherim. One is they rebellion, they taught the Torah to other people. So B'schuz Zeh, they remember the Torah themselves. Kach Shemaiti. That's what he heard over from his Rebbe. Lishnach Rina. Agav, you always know as Rashi, a lot of times we know Lishnach Rina. The pshat is Rashi was a very good Talmud. Rashi always come out, whatever he says over from his Rebbe. This is what he heard from his Rebbe, that's usually the pshat. When he says over something from his own, it's always like, I'm saying something different. Like, Lishnach Rina, I'm saying this different. Kach Shemati, this is what I heard from my Rebbe. Now, Lishnach Rina, another pshat could be what I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Is Meforshim, Shemoyaseim, they explained their learnings, or Medakta Kimbataimah, they were Medakta to understand the reason. Sheldover, Ashim Yashab Libam, till the heart understood it good, and therefore they remembered their learning. Mashenkim, Vinei Golul, the Lei Golul Mesechta, either they did not teach it to others, or else they didn't learn it good the first time. They didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. David HaMelech was Goli Mesechta. He used to either learn Torah to other people, or Metchili learned it very good. And Shaul Lei Goli Mesechta. Shaul HaMelech didn't teach it to anybody. Yeah. Yireyecha, Yeruni, V'Yismuchu. So the pasuk Yirei Hashem, Hashem will see him, Yismachu will be happy. No, David Melech was happy. Whatever he did it right because he learned good. Rashi Yirun of Yismachu, Rabbi Shemoisav Mechuvonis, Leiser, Yisrael Heter Heter. Whatever David Melech pasuk was right. That's because he learned good, so he remembered the learning. Mashenken Shol, the Loi Golem Masechta. Shol did not learn with others. Or else Shol did not medayik metchilin the Gemara. Ksiv Bei Behemet says.